From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce within an hour or so if the United States will withdraw from a global Paris climate agreement. Many reports suggesting he will withdraw from the Accord on Voluntary Carbon Emissions Reductions. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said aside from the president's decision, U.S. states are already making strides in reducing carbon emissions.
Never mind the federal government. If you look at what American states continue to do, irrespective of the decisions at the federal government level, American states are showing a very considerable leadership in bringing down CO2 emissions, as indeed is the U.K. We've had a huge success in bringing down CO2. I think when I was mayor of London, my memory is we brought down CO2 emissions in London by about 14%.
President Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal will save American jobs. The U.S. had pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Afghanistan is mourning the victims of a massive truck bombing that blew up the diplomatic section of the country's capital Wednesday, killing at least 90 people, mostly civilians, and wounding more than 400 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspect the blast was carried out by a Taliban-affiliated group with ties to Pakistan. President Trump is keeping the U.S. Embassy in Israel in Tel Aviv, even while promising to eventually move it to Jerusalem. The White House said in a statement Thursday, Trump's decision should not be considered anyway a retreat from the president's strong support for Israel. The White House goes on to say that Trump made the choice to maximize the chances of successfully negotiating a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. This is VOA News. Worldwide terrorism is at an all-time high. Violence cost the global economy $14.3 trillion last year. This based on the latest figures from the Global Peace Index. The report on conflict and security indicate that world peace has been deteriorating for the past decade, largely driven by terrorism and conflicts in the Middle East and Northern Africa. The United States dropped 11 places in the study ranking, falling to the bottom spot among developed nations.
There are three factors which are associated with them falling 11 places. We find that there's an increase in the perception of criminality by Americans, and this is combined with a slight uptick in the homicide rate. Now, also combining with the decreasing score, has been an increase in the level of internal conflict, where it's gone from 1 to 2. And this is on the back of a polarised political process, which we've now been seeing going on for a number of years, in demonstrations against the election of the late last president in the US, President Trump.
The founder of the Institute for Economic and Peace explains why the rankings decline, saying these factors underpin the U.S. decline in peace and signal potential future increases in instability and violence. The United Nations warns a new spiral of escalating violence in the Central African Republic is threatening to wipe out progress made since 2013 toward peace and reconciliation. Lisa Schlein has our story.
Renewed fighting between Christian anti-Balaka militia and the ex-Seleka Muslim rebels in mid-May continues to take a heavy toll. The United Nations reports more than 100,000 people have fled their homes. More than 100 have been killed and hundreds of others wounded. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for CAR, Najat Rochdi, says the peace dividend people were beginning to enjoy has all but disappeared. She warns worse lies ahead if the humanitarian and protection needs of the people continue to be forgotten by the international community. The UN official notes aid agencies are unable to provide the needed help because the United Nations has received only 25% of its $400 million humanitarian appeal. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Islamic State group has begun blocking off streets around the Grand al-Nuri Mosque in western Mosul as it prepares for a final battle against the Iraqi military. Residents in the area are reportedly being told to leave their homes, apparently in preparation for a coming fight. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.